Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. All right, it is. Oh, wait, do I have a way to do this? Oh, man, nope, that's way too complicated. I was going to try to get it with the thing on the screen, Anthony, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. All right, it's time for a 53-man roster projection. We're going to do this before the season starts. It is really hard, man. I haven't even filled in any names but the specialists yet, and I'm already like cutting. I at least like tried to lay out some of the positions to fill things in, and it's gonna be really hard. We gotta get going because this takes forever. 6 o'clock, you'll hear from Phil Mendelson, the DC City Council chairman, who was on Grant and Danny earlier. You'll also hear from Adam Peters in our pick six at six. And then we will get you some take command a little bit later on in the show as well. Hear from Logan on the Von Miller, signing. But when we look at this, offensive roster, Anthony, I kind of find it hard to see them keeping three quarterbacks, but they did last year. And the reason is because I need those positions. Like, I need that roster spot somewhere else. And I think Sam Hartman can get to the practice squad. So, unless Josh Johnson is going to make the team, if we put Jaden Daniels as QB1 and Marcus Mariota as QB2, do you feel very strongly about adding a QB3 there?
I think we can survive without. And my thing is, I think with Josh Johnson, and maybe part of the reason he came here is because Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota won't play a lot in the preseason. So there's going to be opportunities for him to, you know, get some tape. So I would think Sam Hartman's probably going to end up being our QB3, and we allow him to go to the practice squad. And then if we can, you know, trade Josh Johnson, I don't know, to a team like the Titans.
No, I don't think – look, he was a free agent to be picked up in the middle of the spring. Like, he ain't.
But the Titans also just lost Will Levis.
I mean, that's true, and Josh Johnson would be a great mentor for Cam. So maybe that is the case. Maybe you can get a seventh-round pick and a conditional, you know, hey, if he actually – if he starts three games, you get a sixth. Like, maybe you can get something for Josh Johnson. I think more likely you just say, like, hey, man, like – stay by your phone. If we need you, we'll call you.
Yeah,
he's a
fair.
Great dude to have in the room all spring and summer long. There's a lot of value there. And God forbid something happens to someone, like you have him around as an option. But like that's kind of what happens, is eventually you got to make cuts. Sam Hartman, I think they love having him here. He's one of Jaden's best friends. Is he ready? Like, if he has to play, that's not good. But like, if Josh Johnson has to play, that's not good. So I just think there's too many good players elsewhere on the roster. I'm going two quarterbacks.
I'm with you. Let's get it.
Okay. I think they're going to wind up having to keep four running backs because I think they've got at least five that are worth keeping. This is a hard position, man.
I agree. This is hard. This is hard.
Brian Robinson Jr. is RB1. And I know that's like a hot, it's all of a sudden become a hot take. He's their best back. Now, is there a chance Bill crushes it and they're just like, you want to, well, let's just move on. Like, maybe, but like, I don't think there's any way he's not on the roster. I could also argue from just a pure runner standpoint, Chris Rodriguez is better. But again, like, B-Rob is the more complete player. So I think it's going to go B-Rob, Eckler, and then I think McNichols, like, he was really valuable in a very specific role last year. And then I think you get Krosky Merritt. And I think those are the four. I think there's a chance that C-Rod winds up taking the McNichols spot. But I just, that group is so good. How in the world do you try to cut that down to three?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the other position battles, that RB3/RB4. But yeah, I think Krosky Merritt definitely makes the team. I think he'll have an opportunity during the preseason to show off what makes him so unique in terms of, like, his explosiveness. So I think he makes it. And then, you know, C-Rod and McNichols are just going to have to duke it out. We'll see.
Right. I think that's the guys. They cut Michael Wiley today to make room for Von Miller, but they still have a couple other guys that, like, You're gonna have some dude who has a great preseason game and not gonna make it because like, but that's the thing. That is the position that every year you're like, oh, there's no way they'll get player X to practice squad, and they do because every team has a player X. So that is kind of the like Chris Rodriguez. Could he get picked up somewhere else? Absolutely. Could he make it to practice squad again? Also, absolutely. Tight end is another one where I initially put in three, but is Colson Yankoff going to make the team again? He was excellent on special teams. They also have a bunch of other, like the Cole Turners, and like they got a really intriguing tight end room. I think a lot of those guys can probably get through, or they're just like not worth it as a tight end four. If you can get them to practice squad, very valuable to have as guys that might need to play some tight end snaps. But I think it's Ertz. I think it's Sinnott. I think it's Bates. And I would go Yankoff because he's so good on teams. Kind of in, I don't know if he's quite on the Tyler Owens, Jeremy Reeves level, but certainly, you know, just below that. And a guy that made enough plays as a tight end in the preseason last year and I think had a pretty good spring that I think he's going to make it again.
I was surprised he made it last year. I guess I won't be surprised if he makes it again. So I'm in agreement with you.
Okay, let's see. But he's like on the chopping block. He's right there.
Yeah, wide receiver 6-7, and then tight end 4.
Well, let's get to these wide receivers. This is brutal. All right, McLaurin on the team. Not currently with the team, on the team. Samuel, that's 2. I'd say Luke is next. He was drafted last year. Lane is definitely making it. Then you get to the jumble of Noah Brown, who I think is basically a lock. And then that's 5, right? Then you've got the group of Gallup. Who else? Is that the list? If those guys, I mean, what if Gallup doesn't make it out of camp? I guess that's a possibility. But then you're looking at KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, Michael Strachan, Ja'Cory Brooks, Jacoby Jones. All those guys had moments in the spring. Yeah. But I tend to think that those are the 5. Those are the 6. It's McLaurin, Samuel, Brown, Gallup, Luke, and Jalen Lane. Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane.
Yeah. I think Gallup, though, will be battling with maybe a Chris Moore.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Well, and also he's going to be battling his hamstrings. Like,
that too.
Dude retired because of injuries, came back, didn't survive the spring.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, health. So, like, you got to be healthy.
The good thing is I think guys like Ja'Cory Brooks, who's an undrafted free agent, he probably gets through to the practice squad. You know, Strachan, big kid, like Chris Moore, do these guys get through? And especially now that you can put veterans on the practice squad, that is obviously helpful as well. Okay, offensive line. Tunsil, check. Coleman, check. Biadasz, check. Allegretti is going to make the team. Start is a different story potentially, but he's going to make the team. Connerly, Wiley, same thing. We'll see if he starts. And then that's where it gets fun. Is I think Nate Urbig is a lock to make the team. I think Trent Scott's probably likely to make the team. As a swing tackle guard, like he was really good inside last year. I don't know how many more guys. Like, I think there are other good football players. I think Chris Paul's a good player. I think Chris Paul could mess around and get himself involved in that starting job at right guard while Cosme is out. By the way, I'm not going to put Cosme down because he is going to start on PUP, which means he can stay on PUP all the way through camp. He would be on that through week 6. Maybe it's week 4 now. I think they brought it back down to week 4.
Yeah.
But he's not going to count for a roster spot initially. So we don't have to worry about him in the 53. So maybe Chris Paul is the next guy, but because Allegretti can play center, and I think Urbig has played center too, like, I don't know about Michael Dieter making this team. I don't know that, like, a Foster Sorrell or Julian Good-Jones has, like, had some moments, but I kind of think, like, you know, Bobby Hart, they signed this offseason. But, like, I think that's the list. I actually think offensive line is kind of straightforward. Let's add Trent Scott. I already added Trent Scott. So let's add, that's 8. I feel like they'll probably go 9. Let's add Chris Paul.
Okay.
Chris Paul. That gets us to 25. And that actually puts us in a good spot. That was less hard than I thought.
Offensively.
Offensively. Defensively is, well, we're gonna do that next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And, of course, you can now listen to us on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. We are in the middle of our 53-man roster projection. The offense actually went a little smoother than I thought it would. The defense, man, we were previewing it this morning on Take Command, Anthony, and I was looking at the defensive line. And there's like 12 guys that I'd be like, sure, they could make the team. How many D linemen do you think they wind up keeping? Are we at 9? Are we at 10? What do you think we're doing here?
I'm definitely leaning toward. I mean, I like the sound of that 12 number. I'm not going to lie, Craig. I was looking at.
But you can't keep 12. There's just too many.
All right, 11.
Okay, I think it also depends on how I'm counting Von Miller as a. I know they announced him as an outside linebacker. I'm counting him as a D lineman.
Yep.
So let's go Miller. Let's go Daron Payne. Let's go Kinlaw. Let's go Newton. Let's go Armstrong. Those are all absolute 100% locks.
Is that five?
That is five. Then you get into some of the depth pieces. I find it hard-pressed to think they're not going to keep Javonte Jean-Baptiste after what he did last year. I don't know that he's next, though. Oh, Dietrich Wise is the other guy that's a lock. He's making the team. I think Cleveland Ferrell's a lock. I think he could be a starter for you on first and second down, eat up a lot of those snaps, and let Von Miller do his thing. He was pretty good on first and second down as a run defender early last year. He got banged up. He fought through it. He probably shouldn't have. He did not play particularly well towards the end of the season. But like early on last year, they kind of got what they expected from Cleveland Ferrell, and now he's got to do even less of it because he's behind Wise. I think Ferrell's on the team. I know that, Anthony, I don't know if you agree with that.
I was torn between him and Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I think one of them makes it. I don't think both of them make it, in part because I think Dietrich, you're going to line up opposite of Dorrance to start. And then you'll have Von Miller. And because you also got to keep in mind that the guy they got from the Bears.
Eddie Goldman?
No. Not Eddie Goldman. The Edge.
Jacob Martin. See, I think he might have lost. I might keep him off because of Von Miller.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, if I'm looking at this roster and I'm Jacob Martin and I see the Von Miller signing, I'm like, oh, my job just got a lot harder. I tell you the other guy that definitely is making it. And I almost might put him over Cleveland Ferrell. Jalen Holmes.
Yep.
Holmes was really good last year. So let's put Holmes down as number
seven. Is Goldman down already?
So this is where it gets fun. What do you want on the interior? Goldman is one of a kind. And I think they brought him in for a reason. But, like, what if they just decide they want more versatility and speed on the inside? He's got one pitch because he's a big dude. Like, he's a nose, a shade, a one technique. But if they decide they want Sheldon Day, who can play a little bit more, Carl Davis, who can play a little bit more, I think Goldman
probably
makes it.
That's why they played last year, though, Craig. They went out and go get those guys, and they played well. But
they
I
did
think
play
also
well.
That's why you go get Eddie Goldman.
So, I don't disagree.
It's no disrespect to, you know, Sheldon Day or anything like that, but I think you go out and get a guy like Eddie Goldman because you know that's what he'll do. And I think Sheldon Day, he played a lot of those early downs, and then, you know, Daron or Johnny Newton would come in and be in on those pass rushing downs. But I think it's all about what you want. I think you go out and get Eddie Goldman for that reason.
I agree with that. So I'm going to put Goldman on. That's when that now we're in fun territory. So I'm going to put Ferrell back on. That's 9. We got.
What do you include?
Miller, Payne. Yep. That's 2. Kinlaw 3. Newton 4. Armstrong 5. Wise 6. Holmes 7. Goldman 8. Ferrell 9. I'm going to say Sheldon Day is probably the next guy as an interior rotation piece.
Yep.
And then
Javonte,
Please.
I think John Baptiste. And that leaves Martin off, Davis off, and like a guy like Narelle Pollard, who had a nice camp last year, off. So I'm going to go John Baptiste there. So that's 10?
You said 11. That was the 11. Oh,
that was 11?
Yeah, if you keep Javonte or Jean Baptiste.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It is. Okay, let's see if we regret that. Linebacker, and this is what they did last year, by the way. They kept, I believe, 10 plus Fowler would make it 11. So Wagner is on. Luvu is on. McGee is on. And if we do 5 here, we can keep Hampton and Medrano. That actually feels pretty straightforward. Are we missing someone at linebacker? Oh, Nick Ballor.
Ooh.
That's a problem. What if they got to try to get Medrano?
Medrano's the guy. He might be the odd man out.
He might get practice squad. So we're going to go. Well, that also then gets in. Do you want to keep the 11th D lineman, if you will? Or would you rather keep an extra, like, would you rather get Medrano? I mean, I have a hard time thinking they're going to cut one of 5 rookies they drafted.
Last year, did we have 4 linebackers make it?
I think it was 4 plus.
And we're at 6 right now, so.
Fowler. But
6 plus Fowler, oh.
I mean, they have 4 plus Fowler, so it was 5. And so this year we'd be one heavier because we, you know, it's 5 plus Miller. But they also, McGee got hurt. And so he started the season, I think, on PUP. And so that created an extra spot. So they did some funky roster stuff. Like, I think they cut Sheldon Day, then brought him back or whatever that was.
Yeah.
So now we're in a problem because Nick Ballor is making this team because of his special teams acumen. Son of a gun. This is why it's hard. Okay, we're going to put Ballor out in a side column for a second because let's see how heavy we are. DBs. There's no way I have enough DB spots here. Holy cow. All right, DB. Lattimore. Amos. Saner still. Then who else?
You got Will. Will Harris.
Well, also at the corner spot.
Oh, you going corners?
Yeah, what's his name? New England.
Noah High. Oh, Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, Jones, Noah, and now I've got room for 3 safeties before we hit 53.
No.
That ain't going to work.
We have one more spot because if you scroll all the way to the bottom.
Oh, no, that's true. 52. That's true. Okay, so that makes me feel slightly better, but not super great. All right, Harris, Martin, Reeves, Butler, and then we also have Tyler Owens.
Mm.
Is there any other DBs that we're forgetting?
No.
Bobby Price, Ben Nickel. Like, there's some guys that could make it, but unlikely. Like, Kevon Seymour, maybe, but I kind of think that we're probably set.
He pops at those for spots. Special. Yeah.
So, we're too heavy with Owens and Ballor, 2 special teams guys that we got to find room for. Who are we cutting?
Medrano.
There's no way they're cutting Medrano. Unless
cutting.
He just stinks. But like, if you subject him to waivers, someone else can sign him.
What about Dominique Hampton? I think it's between those.
They didn't spend the entire year redshirting Dominique Hampton and spend a 5th round pick on him to cut him.
I would go down to that D line then.
I think that's where it is.
Sheldon Day. Or Farrell.
Because that's the thing. It's like, where is... And by the way, we've already cut Martin. So we're already down a guy that I thought would, you know, had a really good chance. Obviously, then they signed Von Miller. How many inside guys... Like, that's the thing. It's like, how many guys on the inside? So if you have Payne, Kinlaw, Newton... Goldman.
And then Day.
Is that enough? Is that can you afford Sheldon Day knowing that Jalen Holmes can play some inside, that John Baptiste can play some inside? Wise can play inside. I guess that's where you go. I guess Sheldon Day, so sorry, you are going back to practice squad with the hope that you will eventually get called up if there's an injury, which tends to happen at some point on the D-line. So that puts Belor in. And then we got to make a cut somewhere else. Maybe you go back to just 8 offensive linemen and you try to get Chris Paul through to the practice squad and you go heavy on defense?
Yeah.
So it's Chris Paul or Trent Scott. They're battling for a spot. Those guys, Nate Herbig, like, those guys are all battling for a spot. This feels incredibly dumb to be uneven, but we're going to roll with it. And we're going to – but it also is like, man, would they possibly say Reeves and Butler and Owens, you're battling for 2 spots? That feels crazy, but is it?
You bring Reeves back. He's on a 1-year.
Yeah, but he's like your captain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you cut him.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 DBs. Yeah, that's
probably
right. Nah, that's probably right. 5 corners, 5 safeties with a bunch of special teams value. Noah, I could make an argument for if you just go with 4 corners, but that leaves you light. You definitely need really good practice squad depth there in case the guys get hurt. And maybe a guy like Seymour can do that with, but that's it. That's our initial 53.
Man, that was
two quarterbacks. I mean, you could make it. You cut like a guy McNichols and C-Rod, and you go 3 running backs. You cut Yankoff. That's another one. You could create a spot there. But, whew, man, that's tough. Good news. They got a lot of good football players. Bad news. Terry McLaurin's not in camp right now. We will next dive into off the field. What Phil Mendelson, the chair of the D.C. City Council, had to say to Grant and Danny about the RFK situation on the field, what Adam Peters had to say and Dan Quinn had to say earlier today. That's our pick 6 at 6 next on the Hoffman Show.